he has changed from what he was when he was chosen king. Handsome, strong, courageous, yet humble. But now he thinks only of self-glory, appraisement and power. How true it is that the habits indulged in as a child will show themselves later in life. He is now rejected of God. His house shall no longer rule Israel. If only he would repent and renew the good spirit within him.
Who mournest thou for, Samuel?
For Saul, King Saul, Lord. He leads the people into the paths of sin.
Mourn no more for Saul, but fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided Israel a king from among his sons.
I love thee, O Lord, with all my heart, for thou art my strength, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. Thou art my buckler, in whom I trust, and my high tower, in whom I shall be.
David, David, a lamb has fallen over the cliff.
Oh, did it kill him?
No, master. He fell upon a ledge and remains there, caught upon the branches of a scrub tree.
Well, why didn't you rescue him from the ledge?
It's too steep of cliff, too risky.
Oh, a shepherd who will not risk his life for the least of his lambs is not worthy of the name.
Even one lamb?
Even one lamb. Now you remain here and watch the sheep. I shall rescue the lost lamb.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. Thou art my Lord, my delight and my present help. Thou hast given me counsel, and my reins art in thy hands, and in thee
Master,
do I...
Master, a lion! Quick, run for your life!
Run? Then what would my sheep do? Be devoured by the lion? No, lad. They shall be saved from the mouth of the lion. Not one sheep shall perish.
But how are you going to prevent it, Master? You have no weapons.
Ah, my lad, I have the best weapon in the whole world. God. He's on my side. He has given me these hands and the strength and wisdom to use them. I shall rip open the jaws of the lion. Now remain here and fear not. For the lion shall not harm thee or the sheep. God is my strength and my present help.
You did it! You killed the lion!
Here, lad. Here's the lion's jawbone, ripped clean of flesh. Now take it. Keep it as a reminder always that there's no limit to the power of God. If you'll but listen to his voice, have faith, and obey.
Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in beauty and holiness. And
you're getting so you play that very well. You're not a bad singer either.
Hello, Brother Eliab. Thank you. But you didn't come all the way here merely to compliment me. Why, then?
You're very discerning, David.
Yeah, there's no better place in all the world to learn the lessons of right and wrong than among the beauties of the woods, valleys, and the unlimited wonders of nature. But what brings you out here, Brother Eliab? Certainly not the desire to converse with me.
You're wanted at the house. Samuel the prophet is there, wants to see you.
See me? Samuel? What for?
That I do not know. I know only that he came looking for some certain son of our father. He's looked at the rest of us, only you remain. So it has to be you he's looking for. Oh,
surely there's some mistake. Samuel, the greatest man in all Israel, doesn't want to see me. I'm only a lowly shepherd.
My thoughts, exactly. Anyway, you're to go to the house at once.
Samuel, your grace, this is my youngest son, David.
Greetings and salutations, your grace.
Arise, anoint him, for this is he whom I have chosen as the next king of Israel.
Yes, Lord. Greetings, David, my son. You will please kneel here in front of me.
Yes, your grace.
David, son of Jesse, with this oil I anoint thee. May the Spirit of the Lord come upon thee and bless thee now and forevermore.
Well, David, I see you're back. What did the prophet Samuel want of you?
He bade me to tell no one.
You can tell me. I'm your brother, remember? And your elder brother, too. So I have a birth-given right to know all the secrets of the family.
I'm sorry, Eliab, but I shall have to keep this matter secret.
You refuse to tell me?
I must keep my promise to Samuel.
Well, I'll find out. Don't you worry about that. You can take over now. Protect your precious sheep. I'm going to the house and find out what this is all about.
Angry, wasn't he?
Oh, he'll get over it. I'm not qualified to be a king. It is good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises to his name. Me, king of Israel? Oh, impossible. Yet Samuel did say that the Lord has chosen me. I wonder why me?